Coach, thanks for the time. When you look back on the previous meeting with South Dakota State, was that game more of an issue with your offense or defense, and how much do you think that issue has been resolved at this point?
Yeah, kind of like all the points I talked to in this. I mean, ultimately, when you turn the ball over four times, you don't really give yourselves a chance. I think we snapped it 19 or 20 times in the first half against them. You know, this didn't have an opportunity. That's on us, though. I mean, they create some problems. You could be 44-3. You didn't score points. You weren't in a shootout. You didn't stop them. They created turnover on special teams. They won in all three phases. So, I mean, all of us have to get better. But, yeah, I think we've gotten better. I think our team has proven that. But it could happen again. That's the thing. It's just not – each game, in this game, you got to go re-earn it every single game. So you got to re-earn it every season. You don't get a head start. The score starts over. And so – you know, not that it couldn't happen again. And so that's what you got to be on the edge. You got to prepare, and you got to keep that edge about you.
You were still trying to figure out your quarterback position when you faced them last time. You had to turn to Correa in the second half. Now that you have more stability in that position, how will that affect things, or will it at all?
No, that definitely helped. I mean, just settling in and knowing who we are, even just that, you know, this time, the week before that game last time, it was, it was a long week trying to figure out. Stone had a shoulder injury, didn't even practice on Tuesday, really. He was limited. Gray, we didn't know how healthy he'd be. We're back and forth. Didn't decide on a starter really until Friday morning. That's on us as coaches. We had needed to do a better job that week. I said that to the team. I think, you know, I said that in my interviews. We got out-coached, too. Not all three phases. We got out-coached that week. So that's it. I mean, they beat us 44-3. Can't slice it any other way. Put on the film. Looks the same as it did the day after. But you got to watch it. You got to learn from it. Hopefully we've grown as coaches and players from that game.
And talking about the coaching, you know, obviously teams in the Valley know about Javon better than the ones outside of him, and being without him this past week, did that force you to look at some options that maybe you otherwise wouldn't have, and will that come into play now that you're going up against a team that knows Javon pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of our job, is just putting together a great plan. Obviously, we'll utilize Javon when he's active and healthy, and so... it was nice knowing that we didn't have him for the entire, we knew that all week that we weren't going to have him. So that helped in our preparation and because you got to do so much practice time for all the stuff that you do with Javon. You look back at Missouri State when he came out, in the first play of the second half, and we had game planned so much stuff for him. You know, that kind of mid-game thing is tougher to overcome. We knew all week we didn't have him, so our mindset had to be that way.
And then the last one for me, Coach, a lot of times teams will throw their all at a team that they've got a heated rivalry with or some sort of personal stake with, and then the next game they come out and they've just been emotionally spent. How can you kind of walk that fine line of making sure your team is mentally focused for a big game like you have on Sunday, but not so mentally focused that if you get the win, you're not completely spent the week after?
I mean, that's just football. That's athletics. Same reason. We've been answering those questions all year. How are you going to play good after North Dakota State? How are you going to bounce back after losing two games? How are you going to play good against, you made the playoffs and you played so hard against Southeast Louisiana. How are you going to play good on back-to-back playoff road games, staying in the hotel? I mean, that's just what our team's built on and who we are. You know, I use Baylor as an example in the NCAA tournament. You know, you had to stay in a hotel for a month. You know, no friends, no family, coaches are in there. The best team won. You want to play at a high level, there's no shortcuts to it. You got to be mentally strong. You got to be physically strong. You got to be emotionally strong. You got to rely on your teammates. You got to have trust. All the things we talk about just come into play on things like that.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, appreciate it.